Dozens of tech news sites are reporting on a Twitter feud between Vanity Fair journalist Nancy Jo Sales and the dating site Tinder, with Tinder's tweets being characterized as a, quote, meltdown, unquote. But now it looks like the whole thing might be an orchestrated publicity stunt. Christina Monlos is a staff writer for Adweek and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, let's go through this thing chronologically. What did Nancy Jo Sales write about Tinder?
Initially, she wrote a piece for Vanity Fair where she's talked about dating life for young people in New York City, and sources of her piece noted that Tinder was disappointing. From there, a week later, it seems she tweeted a stat about Tinder and how many of their users were married. And then from there, it seems that Tinder started responding to her. Initially, it looked like they were just sort of melting down on Twitter. But a reporter from BuzzFeed then tweeted that they let her know about the impending tweet storm. So it seems like
Christina, so just disclosure, I'm a married non-Tinder user. I've never touched the app. So it does look like they had this whole tweet storm almost planned based on what I saw. You know, what was the general tone of that? It seemed like several dozen tweets. Are there any that you can recall that, you know, summarize the idea that Tinder had to push back? Or, you know, what was the general tone of those?
They were pretty defensive. I think that many of them sort of cited data that they have that they weren't actually releasing within the tweets. I think to characterize it would be, yeah, exactly. That's the tweet you should point out, is that they're trying to talk to a journalist about what she's doing, and specifically for a piece that talks about what people are using Tinder for, not necessarily Tinder as a brand. So it just kind of highlights the way that tech brands, because they don't really have to give access to journalists in the same way that other brands do. And so many of the pieces are embargoed or ones that are worked on with the brand and planned out in advance. And so it seems to be characteristic of tech brands who aren't necessarily prepared for journalists to look at things without their approval, if that makes sense.
You could say that Tinder was taking a swipe at Nancy Jo Sales, but that would be dumb. That would be a dumb thing to say. So nobody's going to say that. Now, a lot of people are mocking Tinder's tweet about, you know, the reference about North Korea. Can you talk about that?
Well, it doesn't make any sense because basically they're saying that all of their users are verified on Facebook, but then that people are meeting on Tinder in places where Facebook is banned. So it's a little humorous in that regard. And then also just to imagine Kim Jong-un on Tinder would be pretty good.
I suspect he is not a Tinder member either. So I actually have something in common with him now, which is kind of scary. So one other thing about this, you know, why does it seem like it's a planned publicity stunt, even though we know that the BuzzFeed reporter got a heads up? I think the more telling aspect is, what was the delay in the tweet storm from Tinder versus the actual article that was published?
Right. I mean, it was like a week in between, and then also it seemed like a few hours ended up passing between their initial tweet to Nancy Jo Sales and then like around 7 p.m. when many people would be on Twitter, would be at home, would be checking things. That's when it seemed like they went off on their 30-tweet rant.